Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show. What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Maxine's top 10 finalists, Kirsty Schrapel. Kirsty, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here. Thank you, Coach.
Did I say it right?
You did. Well done.
Thank you. Well, look, I'm excited to spend a bit of time chatting to you, Kirsty, about your experiences with the challenge. But just a few days ago, Kirsty, you found out that you made the top 10 finalists for the January Maxine's Challenge. How has the past couple of days been like for you?
It's been amazing. Seriously, I'm still on cloud nine, to be honest. Really didn't expect it. So, to be part of the top 10 is really an honor and, yeah, loving every minute of it.
Well, look, you should be very proud of the achievements that you've achieved during the January Challenge. You know, your transformation was absolutely amazing and you should be proud of the work you put in.
Yeah, super proud. Thank you.
Look, Kirsty, would you like to start by giving us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, maybe telling us where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Kirsty?
So just recently during the January Challenge, I turned 41. I'm a single mum to three teenage girls, 18, 15 and 12. And I'm from South Australia, from the beautiful Adelaide Hills. For work, I'm in real estate. I'm a sales associate. So yeah, life is crazy and busy and all of that, but yeah, loving it.
Almost three teenage daughters. There must be a handful.
It's crazy, but yeah.
Well, look, Kirsty, this January challenge was your second challenge, right?
It was, yeah.
And when was your first challenge?
First signed up for the September challenge last year. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, didn't quite make it to the end of that one. Wasn't really in the right mindset and fully committed at that time. But yeah, so made it about halfway through that one. And then, yeah, just finished the January one, just gone.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start by talking about why you chose to sign up for the challenge. So would you tell us a little bit of a story, maybe why you chose to start that September challenge? And then I guess since you kind of gave up halfway or something happened, you weren't in the right mindset, what made you sign up into the January challenge? So could you tell us a little bit of a story about why you chose to join the challenge?
So I guess last year for everyone, it was a really tough year with COVID and all that going on. But for me, it was a real struggle last year. I was going through a divorce from a marriage of 20 years. I'd lost two close family members. I was going through a multitude of health issues and surgeries and procedures and stuff like that. So towards the end of last year, I got to the point where I'd really had enough of how life was. I was unhappy, unhealthy. Just not happy with where I was in general. So towards the end of last year, I sort of came to the decision that something had to change. And it was at that time that Maxine's just happened to come along, and I was, you know, thought this was going to be my thing to change things around and put myself first for a change. So yeah, I jumped into that in September, but it was quite clear at that time that got about halfway through it. And just wasn't really ready at that time mentally, physically, and, yeah, not 100% committed. So, yeah, ended that about halfway through. Mm-hmm. But then the January challenge came along and I just thought I have to give it another go. You know, I still wasn't happy with how things were. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, decided to give it another go in January, and it was at that time that I was fully ready. I was fully committed. I really wanted change. And I grabbed onto it with everything that I had and gave it my all, and it really paid off. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's an amazing sign or show of character where that September challenge, you know, you weren't in the right mindset and you stopped halfway. And for many, that's the end. Like, they don't continue fitness at all until the next thing happens to them in, you know, 2-3 years down the line. But you took that little Christmas period, you refocused and go, all right, I'm going to give this my all. And, you know, you got in that right mindset. And the results show where you go, okay, I can do this if I put my mind to it, right? Which is awesome. Awesome. Okay, let's talk about some challenges. You know, like each person, when they start the challenge, has their own unique challenges, right? So could you speak about some of the challenges maybe that you faced in the September challenge, and then some of the challenges you may have faced in the January challenge? And were they the same challenges or were they quite different?
They were probably the same challenges, mm-hmm. I would say. Just learned different ways to overcome it. Mm-hmm. Learned to prioritize. For me, the biggest challenge was probably finding time to work out and train to the level that I wanted to get the results that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. So yeah, being, you know, busy mum of three, working full time is absolutely a challenge. But yeah, when January came along, I wanted it bad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I needed that change and yeah, I was going to do anything that I had to do to make that possible. So if that meant working out at 9 or 10 o'clock at night when work was done, the kids were in bed and everything, then that's what I was going to do. So yeah, for me, probably finding the time to work out was the biggest challenge.
Yeah. Okay. Were you training at home or do you have a gym you went to?
I had a gym. Yep.
Yeah. So I could imagine that being quite difficult, being just a single mom, three teenage kids who probably want lots of things from you. I want you to be the taxi driver. I want you to make all the other things. I could imagine that being quite time dependent, right? So what did you do to, you know, make time? Did you have to speak with your daughters and say, you know, this is something that's really important for me? Or did you just fit in at the end, or did you prioritize it? Like, what did you do to make it happen?
It really was a combination of all those things. You know, when you want something bad enough, you make it happen. Mm-hmm. So if that's learning to say no to certain things, learning to say yes to other things that are really important to you. Mm-hmm. I did have that conversation with girls at the start of the challenge that this was something that was really important to me, mm-hmm. and it was something that I really wanted to do. And seriously, they were my biggest cheerleaders over the last 12 weeks. So super proud of them for being there for me and stepping up, and they helped with cooking dinners and housework and stuff like that so I could go and train. And were always telling me how proud they were of me and, yeah, for going and killing it at the gym. So that was a really proud, you know, being super proud of them.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. I think when I speak to not only challengers, but people within the fitness industry, especially those that want to make change to their fitness and their health, often they got themselves into a position because they didn't make themselves a priority anymore. And they often make their children a priority, which is totally understandable. As a parent, you'd understand, yeah, I want to put my kids first, which often leads to you being put last down the list because you want to make sure everyone else is okay. And there becomes lots of anxieties and fears when we then decide that we want to prioritize ourselves, right? So similar to maybe yourself, you now, your mom, you got three kids and you would need to prioritize yourself and go, hey, look, I want to go and train. Like, could you do some housework? Or I want to go and train. Like, I'm not going to be around. Are you guys going to be okay? And that can create lots of fears for parents. And especially like this idea, like, oh, I'm being selfish because I want to look after myself. So like, are they some things that you might've related to when you wanted to make these decisions? And, you know, did you have those fears and worries that you were being selfish to your children?
Yeah, 100%. Every parent would.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, everyone has those thoughts of not wanting to put yourself first and having to put the kids first and all of that. But there does come a point where you can only do that for so long. You know, you are your own person. You might be a parent, but you got to look after yourself and put yourself as number one.
Yeah.
And yeah, just it really did come down to that for me. I had done everything for everyone else for so long, for, you know, the past 20 whatever years. And it really was time for me to put myself first.
Yeah.
And everyone survived, you know, there was no major catastrophes. And I came out the other end of it at the end of 12 weeks, happier, healthier, confident, which is just, you know, an amazing role model for three young girls to see their mum living life like that.
Yeah. How did you go come dinner time? Were your daughters having the same meals as you come dinner time?
They weren't, no. So meal times, so I'd every Sunday afternoon would be meal prep afternoons for me. So I would meal prep my whole week's worth of meals every Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then they would decide what they wanted to have for dinners through the week. And luckily, I guess mine are old enough where they can take care of that themselves and make their own dinners. So yeah, that's what they did. I had mine and they made their own dinners, yeah.
Yeah, and that didn't cause any like dramas in the house or anything?
No.
Yeah. I think when you get to that point where you like having lots of different meals at the same time, again, you know, that can cause some friction, I guess, to be able to complete the challenge. But often it is just an empty fear where we go, oh, I'm not too sure about this. Once we actually do it, we go, oh, well, everyone's really supportive, right? Did you notice that your daughters were starting to change maybe some of the food options that they were wanting to have because they saw mum having different foods?
They were, yeah, they were totally inspired. Mm-hmm. Seeing me sort of being happier and healthier and eating great food. Yeah, so they did start to eat a lot better and sort of be more active and really being that role model for them.
Yeah,
be better themselves.
And finally, with your daughters, did you find that your relationship and bond with them increased through the challenge, through these new experiences that you might have shared together?
It did, yeah. We were always talking about sort of the training workouts that I was doing and what was happening on the Facebook group and page and stuff like that, that I was watching with me. And the awards night, they were sitting right there cheering me on. So it was amazing.
Oh, beautiful. Look, Kirsty, let's talk a little bit about change. So if you were to go back in your little time machine to September just last year and then compare it to now, could you give us a summary about how your life might have changed over the past 6 months or so?
It's honestly been a complete 180. I'm nothing like the woman I was 6 months ago. And to think that it's only taken 6 months to turn my life completely around is just mind-blowing. And it has all been 100% thanks to Maxine's. Yeah, I couldn't have done it without them. And the woman I was 6 months ago was a complete couch potato, despised exercise, would never have pictured herself in the gym. And now I can't go a day without working out. I'm so much happier, so much more confident. Just couldn't be happier.
So good. Look, let's talk a little bit about the training side of things. You know, if you suggested that maybe you were a quote couch potato or someone who never really exercised, what was it like when you joined the gym and went to the gym? Like, could you tell us a little bit about how you learned to make your way around the gym and how you learned to do the exercises and all those things that some people can get really anxious about when they join a gym?
Yeah, it is really daunting walking in there for your first time. Luckily, my gym is so supportive. They've become like my second family, honestly. They're amazing. But yeah, it can be completely daunting to walk in there with all the big beef cakes working out in the weight room. But again, it comes down to that, you know, what I was saying earlier about how bad you really want it. And for me, I wanted it. So I set myself a challenge to each time I'd visit the gym, I'd learn one new piece of equipment, and I did that. Mm-hmm. So every new time I'd learn something new. And also with the workout templates, how it's got the little video clip next to each workout, each exercise, found that really handy. So you could just click on it, see what you need to do, get it done. So yeah, that's really what helped me get a lot of confidence up in the gym.
That's so good. Look, Kirsty, from here, let's talk about advice. So I'm sure many people have reached out to you online or within your social circles and asked you, you know, how did you do it? Or they want to get fit and healthy themselves and asked for your advice. If someone was about to start their fitness journey or even start the challenge, what advice would you give that person?
I would say to commit to it 100%. You really have to want it. Set goals. I set a few mini goals for myself along the way, which sort of helped keep me motivated working towards those. And yeah, so set your goals, be 100% committed. And as they always say, trust the process. And at the end of 12 weeks, seriously, you won't know yourself. It's amazing.
So commit to the process. And you're right, 12 weeks are going to fly by whether you want them to or not, right? And
yeah, you can either be in the same place that you are now in 12 weeks' time, or you can be totally happier, healthier version of you. Yeah. So I know what I'd rather.
But you got to want it. You got to have that fire in your belly.
You do, yeah. I had that vision of top 10 the whole way. Well, it started as top 50, actually. Yeah. On one, I was like, I'm going to get top 50.
Yeah.
So I held on to that the whole time. I was like, top 50, I'm coming for it. And about halfway through, I saw the results that I was getting. And I was like, you know, I think maybe top 10. I'm going for top 10. So, yeah, about halfway through, it switched to top 10.
Yeah.
And had that in my sights the whole way. So yeah, paid off.
Were you just telling that yourself, or did you have like a vision board, or did you have like a little goals book? Like, what were you doing to get that in your mindset?
It was just total mental goal, just up in my mind the whole time.
Yeah.
Started telling people about it sort of as I was getting a little bit more confident. I was like, you know, I'm going for top 10, watch out, you know. So yeah. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Look, Kirsty, let's wrap it up there. I want to thank you for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. And I want to congratulate you on such an amazing result. And you should be so proud of the effort that you put in. You showed us that even if you got knocked down the first time, if you had that fire in your belly, you could stand right back up and give it another go. And make the top 10. And I'm sure you've inspired so many people within your circles, so many people online, and of course, within your immediate family, and inspired your girls to live a healthier life, to eat good food and, you know, look after themselves. So thanks for doing that. I think that's a beautiful thing to see.
No worries. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it. I look forward to seeing everyone coming in the May Challenge. I'll be there right next year.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.